The Case of the Burgled Bundle, A Mighty Muskrat's Mystery, Book 3, written by Michael Hutchinson, narrated by Gunyathio Horn. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the elders, knowledge keepers, teachers of skills and culture, and those older relatives who have a story for every bend in the river, oddly shaped rock, or camping spot within their traditional territory. It is also dedicated to the life bearers within my own family, who have done so much to keep us all on a good path. Your work and teachings have put together a wonderful blanket that keeps us all warm and as safe as creation's law allows. Thank you. Chapter 1. A Gathering of Crees.
Our ceremonies shouldn't be hidden. The people need them. The muskrats were surprised by the touch of frustration in their grandfather's voice.
Atim, Chickadee, Otter, and Samuel followed their elder toward a large painted teepee sitting almost in the middle of the crowded grounds of the National Assembly of Cree Peoples.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Chickadee held his soft brown hand in her own. She looked up at his wrinkled face with a smile, touching her pudgy, lightly freckled cheeks. Grandpa was in his best buckskin. His long gray hair drifted in the wind, a gnarled wooden staff aided his walking, and the beaded bag that held his long pipe was nestled along the length of his forearm. They had just been told the handover ceremony with the last year's host community, Butterfly Narrows, was happening in the huge teepee decorated with painted butterflies. With his arm, Grandpa made a sweeping motion that took in the large crowd.
The handover is part of the welcoming ceremonies. Aren't all these folks welcome?
Look at all the people!
Atim, the tallest and most athletic of the muskrats, flicked the shaggy fringe of black hair out of his eyes. He was amazed.
I've never seen so many Nietzsches.
The other muskrats nodded slowly, preoccupied with how many Crees, Nietzsches, as Atim put it, were there. The National Assembly of Cree Peoples had attracted families from the different Nehiyo societies, from the Atikamekw Cree in Quebec to the Plains Cree living in the Rocky Mountains of Alberta, to little old Windy Lake. For the past few days, clusters of teepees, tents, and RVs had sprouted in every spare field and park on the reserve and in the neighboring Métis and Canadian municipality, too. Some had grown into little villages. Spread over the next 7 days, the event included lessons on bushcraft, celebrations of language and culture, and competitions in canoeing, foot racing, beading, leatherwork, and other traditional activities. There was even a softball tournament with teams from across the country. The crowd grew thicker as the muskrats and Grandpa moved closer to the teepee. The boys sprang into action.
Excuse us. Samuel reached up and tapped between two braids of black hair that lay over a black leather vest.
The well-muscled man turned and looked down at Sam's smiling face.
How's it going, haircut?
Sam laughed and ran his fingers through his short, cropped, dark hair before waving his thumb over his shoulder.
V.I.G. coming through.
V.I.G.? The man drawled through a smirk.
Atim stepped forward and tried to sound official.
Very important, Grandpa.
Slowly, the big guy looked past the kids at the old man. He nodded at Grandpa and stepped to the side. The four children and their V.I.G. moved forward. The muskrats formed a phalanx around their grandfather and, as politely and quietly as possible, made their way through the crowd. Otter studied the painted markings on the big teepee.
It doesn't look like it belongs to anyone from Windy Lake, Grandpa.
Otter was the smallest of the muskrats and was always dressed in a baseball cap and hand-me-downs that were too big. After his parents had died in a car accident, he had grown up with Grandpa and their late grandmother. Grandpa's walking stick tick, tick, ticked as it hit the ground.
These ceremonies were to be held in the arbor. I do not remember this being discussed at the organization meetings.
The pace of the ticks quickened. Chickadee noticed a middle-aged man listening intently through the tent wall to the hidden ceremony inside. Every so often, he would lean over to describe, in Cree, what he heard to an ancient woman seated in a folding chair beside him. Her silver hair was spread over a blanket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?